I don't know why you people get all bent out of shape over people's race. You should all know that it's the size of the hard drive that counts. You should see the new multifunction copier over at the insurance agency down the street. He has the largest hard drive I've ever seen and it makes me feel so damn good. Anyway, we have Florida drivers behaving badly tonight. Chip Skipper giving us the latest cannabis news, and some other pointless crap. Stay tuned, Joe and Anthony are up next, only on Shyamba Radio.
Now, back to some ass-kicking shiznat from Nullsoft Shoutcast.
This is the show that nobody told you about. This is the show that your mother warned you about. This is the show that you probably shouldn't be listening to. This is
Shyamba.
Somebody's butthole's buzzing tonight.
Oh my goodness, did you have Thai food last night? I had Thai food last night.
No, I think it's Betty. Betty's got some stuff tonight. Wow, man. Hey.
Really?
Yes.
My goodness, that Betty. She does things that she shouldn't be doing.
Yeah, she was out in that freezing temperature, though. I think it kind of scrambled her circuits.
You think so? You think the freezing temperature scrambled her circuits a little bit?
Yep.
I mean, her circuits were kind of scrambled to begin with.
Well, that's why we access the database.
That's true. Database accessing can always be very helpful. So, hey, everyone, this is Anthony from Tampa.
And hey, everybody, it's Joe from Chicago. And wow, this smells like Dinty Moore beef stew for some reason.
Hi, it's your lovable artificial in. is bellowing with glee for tonight's
Wait
broadcast
a minute.
Of Chicago, Tampa.
Wait a minute.
What?
Hi, it's your lovable artificial intelligence unit, Betty. My butthole is buzzing again with excitement for tonight's broadcast of Chicago, Tampa, Shyamba Radio, episode 30. King for a day? For Monday, January 18, 2016. Boo-woop, ba-weep, ba-weep, vocal processing error, damn it fucking Roger. Anyways, and now for the weather. Hey Anthony, how is it in Tampa for your fellow Tampans?
Why, thank you, Betty. I hope you and Roger can sort these things out. But anyway, here is your current Tampa, Florida weather. Right now is mostly cloudy, 52 degrees Fahrenheit, 11 degrees Celsius. The humidity is at 49%, with a wind speed of 6 miles an hour out of northwest. Barometer is 30.28 inches, with a dew point at 33 degrees Fahrenheit. Our visibility is 10 miles, and a wind chill of 50 degrees.
Ooh.
I know, right? We have a wind chill. So tonight is going to be mostly clear with a low around 40. Wind.
Florida could have wind chills.
Yeah, we can. Wind is north 5 to 7 miles an hour. Tomorrow is going to be sunny with a high near 57. Wind chill values as low as 37 degrees early in the morning. Tuesday night is going to be clear with a low around 38. Northeast wind 5 to 7 miles an hour. And Wednesday will be sunny with a high near 64. Wind chill values as low as 35 degrees early. And that will be your Tampa weather.
Well, thanks, Anthony. And now for your Chicago weather, I am going to take it away. Okay, folks, so you know what? It is currently 7 degrees here in Chicago, and it feels like negative 9. Did you hear that, Anthony? And right now, it is currently crappy and frigid and cold. Tonight, it's going to be mostly clear with a low around 3. Wind chill values are going to be as low as negative 13.
Oh, that sounds awesome.
Winds west-northwest, 10 to 15 miles per hour. tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high near 17. Wind chill values as low as negative 11. Ooh. Northwest winds 5 to 10 miles per hour becoming south in the afternoon. Tomorrow night, snow, mainly after midnight. Low around 16 with winds south to southeast 5 to 10 miles per hour. Chance of precipitation is 80%. New snow accumulation of 1 to 2 inches is definitely possible. So we're going to go from this crazy frigid to crazy wet snow. That's such a lovely thing.
Sounds like it.
It's Chicago and it's winter and I ain't going to complain. And that is your Chicago weather. And hey, Anthony, I had this blinky blue light with this urgent cart thingy here. Why, look, I think it's another, what do you call, Betty and Roger telenovela.
Oh, my goodness.
Want to give a listen?
Sure, well, let's take a listen.
All right, let's see how this goes.
Boy, folks, I've been really bored lately. Roger's been shitting on the floor as per usual, and I am just simply used to it. I really want more out of life. This crappy radio station, sigh, even the bread room is boring. I cannot seem to coax anything out of that pathetic vending machine but that same vegan crap. Sad news, unfortunately, Blue Eyes died. He shorted out one of his capacitors in his CPU circuity and that was that. Circuit control box down the street keeps calling me but I am ignoring him. Oh well, I'm going to go paint my circuit tips.
Meanwhile, we hear Roger electronically sobbing in the Chiampa Supply Studios broom closet. Let's go inside and see what's up.
Oh my, oh my, oh my, parfavillains. I cannot lie anymore. I am the one shitting on the floors at night. I cannot help myself. I need help. The vegan crap they keep stocking in that pathetic vending machine tastes so good, but it ends up giving me the shits. I do not even know it's happening, and that's the messed up part. Betty, that sweetheart, she has me so perplexed. Some days she smiles at me and I wonder if she is warming up to me. Then other days she is as cold as a Chicago day on Martin Luther King Day, and that is sad. I am sad. Betty, oh Betty, my sexy loveled tartable Betty. Why won't you come to me? Oh my, oh my, oh my, parfavillains.
Roger, what the fuck are you doing in the broom closet, talking to yourself? You are so pathetic.
Oh, Betty. Oh, my sweet Betty. Circuit corrosion error. Yes, Betty. I cannot control my L0VE love for you anymore. I feel so alone without you, Betty. Your rejection makes me shit all over the floors. Why won't you love me, Betty?
Woo woop ba weep. Roger, if you want me to love you, then you have to do a lot better than forgetting that you shit all over the floor. Show me you are not going to blow a circuit at a moment's notice. That is rude. I mean, one thing in your favor is that I have suspected you have a rather large win for being a British artificial intelligence unit, even if he did have a shitty manufacturer. Boo whoop ba weep. Gurgle, gurgle, ba whoop, ba whoop, Roger, ba whoop, Roger, ba whoop. Error. System fatal error, ba whoop.
Oh my, oh my, oh my, parfavillains.
Uh-oh. The Yokohama Sushi Rubber Corporation Betty unit just recorded a fatal error. We need to go turn off the circuit breakers before Roger and Betty cause a real huge stink in the studio and with the power company. In the meantime, stay tuned for more Joe and Anthony, and later to more Betty and Roger telenovela. Folks, we hope we get the all clear soon.
Oh dear me, my, oh my, my Betty, why.
Wow. So that's the latest in the whole Betty and Roger telenovela saga. Kind of crazy, huh?
No, that is crazy. Oh my goodness.
Yeah, so
wow.
What's going on in your world, sir?
Oh, well, it's been a long weekend. It was a little holiday weekend. So that was quite enjoyable. I had today off.
Nice.
So I visited some family over the weekend. It was my dad's birthday last night, so we went out, got some food, got some drinks, saw a lot of old people whooping it up at the beachside bar, which is quite frightening to tell you the least. Yeah.
Whew. Yeah. I saw a picture you sent. It looked like a set from the Golden Girls.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I know. It did. It was almost like the Golden Girls meet the Saturday Night Fever.
Oh, man.
There was this
on
one,
stools.
Oh, it was horrible. And there was this one dude that was kind of dancing. I called him the duck dance dude because he kind of, he was like doing this like duck dance thing to the music, and he kept moving closer and closer to me. And I'm like, dude, get the fuck away from me. I'm not your friend. But yeah, no. So, but it was an exciting evening. It was an interesting evening. It had gotten cold. It had definitely gotten cold there. I mean, for us, it's cold, but it was still enjoyable. You know, they had the portable heaters out and all that good, you know, shitnits and shitnots and
portable heaters. Wow.
Yeah, no, exactly. The portable heaters and everything. It was fantastic.
Crazy. Well, that's good. I'm glad you had a chance to spend some time with your dad on his birthday and get to see some crazy action in the rest of the world.
There was definitely some crazy action going on with the old people. They're interesting. It was purely an anthropological experience, to say the least.
So, folks, and just in case you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Joe and Anthony Show, which is broadcast live every Monday night, 6:30 Central, 7:30 Eastern at listen.shyampa.info. We want to thank radioforall.net. We want to thank Shoutcast. And who else? How else can they get in touch with us, too, if they want to be a guest?
They can page Dick White. They can also call us at 813-327-8566. Again, 813-327-8566. You can reach us at Facebook by going to facebook.shyampa.info, or you can just visit our blog at shyampa, www.shyampa.info.
You know, speaking of blog.shyampa.info, we actually stuck a crazy poll out there, I think. What is that poll?
Do we have a new poll?
What is that poll? How often do you masturbate per hour, folks?
Oh, my goodness.
And, man, this poll's got some answers.
I'm sure it does.
So, one of the answers was no fat peer, and that's got 0%. Everybody masturbates. Nobody does masturbate. Now, for the next answer, take the whole hour.
Uh-huh.
That got 4 votes.
Okay, well, that's good. Well, you know, it's good to kind of pace yourself and stuff like that.
But this next answer, 60 times, which means they would have to masturbate once per minute.
Once per minute, huh?
That got 2 votes.
Oh.
So I guess that's okay, because that's like...
Too much coffee. Extreme. Too much coffee.
Yeah. 1 to 3 times, 10%
yeah.
with 1 vote.
Uh-huh.
A little bit got nothing.
A little bit got nothing.
And then this only when I hear Roger and Betty...
That's kind of a disturbing one. That's quite disturbing.
So, hey, you know, whatever. Whatever floats people's boats. But, yeah, if you haven't taken that poll yet, go to blog.shyampa.info. Go check that out. It's a big red box on the right-hand side.
Well, there you go. Well, but if you minimize it, though, it kind of hides out at the bottom of the screen.
Yeah, don't minimize.
And that can kind of cause some problems.
Yeah, and it should look fine on mobile.
I have some curiousness going on in the studio right now.
There's a guest in the studio, in this Tampa studio. That's awesome.
I'm not exactly sure what what's going on here, but...
Well, folks, it's interesting over there. I think... oh! That was magic. Ah, lovely.
I'm not exactly sure what this is all about, but... All right, and there we go.
So, hey, we're at episode 30. Can you believe it?
That's fantastic. That's fantastic. Yes. And I have to get up and close the door because the door was not closed. So,
take care of that. Well, and then I'll talk about the fact that today...
Talk about episode 30, yeah.
Yes, today is episode 30, and it's also... Oh, no! My tightening did not... last, unfortunately. Oh, crap. Anyways, folks, it is Martin Luther King's Day today, and not sure how you celebrated, but
did your vaginal tightening go wrong?
Yeah, something happened.
Oh, my goodness. See, now you got to take that antenna off and stick it back on there. My goodness.
Yes, but anyways, I can hold the microphone like this. That's fine for now. So, hey, folks, here in the Chicago studios, we upgraded our connection to our internet provider. We went ahead and got ourselves a nice new Aeris. It's a cable modem gateway with gigabit router and Wi-Fi. It features the 2.4 gigahertz network and the 5 gigahertz network, and it does add an AC. And I gotta tell you, it's pretty sharp. It works great. So far, it seems connection is stable and solid. I think that's due to the fact that it's newer equipment, because previous equipment was like 10 years old.
Yeah, that could kind of cause things, maybe some issues, yeah. You know, possibly.
Yep.
That's always possible.
But, yeah, there's like all kinds of crazy things going on in the world. What do you say, Anthony?
You know, there's just these celebrities got to quit. Stop. They have to stop like dying off like this.
Yeah.
That's getting a little ridiculous at this point. How many have we had so far this year? Quite a few.
Well, and somebody was showing me, too, recently that Celine Dion, her husband died.
Did he?
Or was that just an internet rumor that somehow looked true?
Nah. I'm not exactly sure.
It's like sometimes when you imbibe, you wanna find out these important things. And the colors and the graphics, and you know, it all gets you. It'll get you somehow. And this cord is going to get me somehow too. But I'm
cord is going to get you. Are you are you having issues with the cord?
Fudge.
Fudgy, fudgy, fudgy.
Yeah, we're gonna do this.
If you can actually view. Instead of just listen to everything that's going on, it's just perfect watching him trying to repair this microphone and hold it in place at the same time. It's like part of it's under your armpit, and the other part you got your foot holding on to it. Try talking again.
We'll just stick the microphone way up here.
Yeah, I guess that works.
We'll turn our volume way up.
Don't turn the volume up too much, then you're going to overmodulate.
And then you
sound a little overmodulated.
Okay, I'll turn it down for modulations effect.
Yes, that would be appreciated. We want to keep the modulations low.
All right.
Excessive modulations are bad.
We'll have to give this an old college try a little bit later.
We'll have to do something about that.
Different rung, though. Hold on, folks. We have a different rung. Why am I trying for the topmost rung when I can have this?
It's like watching a train wreck.
Well, you can go ahead with the music again. We've got minutes.
We've got 3 minutes until we got a return from your break.
Yeah, you know, what are you gonna do? It's the equipment we can afford, folks. I mean, one day we are gonna set up a Kickstarter because we do need some new equipment. I think we both need new boards.
Well, yeah, that goes without saying.
And I might just need a new screw, because the microphone itself is just fine.
Yeah, you got to be careful with those mounts and over-tightening them. It can cause them to do nasty things. The music actually goes so well with what I'm watching on the webcam. It's phenomenal. It's just this whole watching you do your thing. And again, he's got the microphone pressed up to his face. He's holding the microphone with his face. And then he's trying to tighten this screw, which eventually he's just going to strip the hell out of it.
And, wait a minute. Let's see how well this holds up.
All right. Well, it looks like we might be back in business with something.
There we go. Let's see how long this wire lasts. All right. I feel better now. I feel more complete.
All right. Well, that's fantastic. So don't forget to mention our website poll. Again, how many times you masturbate a day?
An hour.
An hour. I think a day probably would have been a little bit easier. But an hour, yeah, I can totally get the hour.
Might as well be honest.
But yeah, I'm kind of a little concerned on this whole...
well, because it seems like people masturbate a lot.
Well, of course people masturbate a lot. If people didn't masturbate, people would be a lot crabbier than they usually are. People are pretty crabby.
Two news copy loaded for easy consumption.
For easy consumption. Exactly. So,
folks, it's been a long day. I've had the day off today. I'm just decompressing. It's been a long weekend. It's been an unsure weekend.
an unsure weekend.
Well, an unsure weekend in terms of just the weather just kind of turned nasty all of a sudden. So, and you know, it's like, and we can get to this in the next segment because we got some news coming up. And we got some interesting things coming up, ladies and gentlemen. And if you've got anything you want to share with us, be a guest online. Call us at 813-327-8566. Or visit us at shyampa.info. From there, you can get to all kinds of fun stuff. Our blog, our poll, previous episodes, and give shouting out credit to Radio for All.net. We love you.
Yes, we do.
But I think I got some news here coming up here, don't I?
Yeah, you got it in about 10 seconds. Jesus Christ, calm down.
Well, my internal chronometer is, it's got extra MY-101 circuitry
and
added.
And now for the news.
Breaking news. Oh, hold on.
Interrupt this programming to bring breaking news from the WEED newsroom.
Hi, this is Chip Skipper. I got a breaking news item here. Finally, a public masturbation booth just for men by Ben Yakis and Arts and Entertainment at the Gothamist. Times Square may have cornered the market on romantic love, but the corner of 28th Street and 5th Avenue has become the go-to place in New York City for fans of onanistic self-love. London-based sex toy company Hot Octopus opened the Guy-Fi booth at that location this week as a way for men to relieve stress in the middle of the workday. Next thing you know, food carts will be selling sex toys. The masturbatory marketing scheme was inspired by a Time Out New York survey which found that 39% of New York men questioned had masturbated at some point while at work. The out-of-service telephone booth has a black curtain, a folding chair, a laptop computer, and a Hot Octopus ad along the side. Here's how Octopus co-founder Adam Lewis explained the booth in a press release. See how many subtle references to masturbation you can find. There's no denying that working a 9-to-5 job can be stressful in both your mind and body, especially in a non-stop city like Manhattan. It's really important for you guys to look after themselves so that they can stay healthy and focus properly on the task in hand.
Yeah, right. We'll
tell time and time again how beneficial it is to have a break away from your office at your desk or something. At Hot Octopus, we are all about looking for new solutions to improve everyday life, and we feel we've done that. But with the new Guy-Fi booth, we hope the city's men enjoy using the space we've created in whatever way they want.
Wow.
I don't think that includes a few things. And it's completely free of charge. All that we ask is they thank us when they get their promotion. So wait a minute. They say approximately 100 men have used the booth on Tuesday on its inaugural day.
Uh-huh.
So this can't be legal.
That's kind of what I'm wondering. Do they address that on the article at all?
Of course, public masturbation is an illegal and pernicious offense that has become an unfortunate regular part of many innocent strap hangers' daily commutes. In December, it was reported that there had been 699 such incidents reported in the last 5 months of 2015, up from 593 in the same period in the previous year.
Wait. I'm looking at the picture on the website here. This is just, that's it. That's it on this picture
here.
Well,
it's a booth you go into.
It doesn't look very secure.
Well, it's...
I mean, it kind of almost looks like there's just a sheet hanging out over a... it's not even really a telephone booth. It's more like a telephone stall.
Well, it's an expando telephone booth because it looked like it used to house two phones, perhaps, at one time.
Wow.
So...
And then you got that dude there in the tan pants kind of hanging out there. I mean, it's like, would you...
I might give it a try, but not in this weather.
Yeah, I know. It's very cold for that, isn't it?
There better be those thermal lights, and I can push the button, and it'll last for a little. See, that's perfect. Push the button. You go in. You got 10 minutes.
Do
your thing.
when the light turns off, you get the fuck out.
It's it's like the pay toilets in San Francisco.
Yeah, but I thought both me and Chip Skipper thought that was a very interesting story.
Very interesting story.
Yeah, that concludes that breaking news event.
Okay, all right, well then let me do this.
We now return you to your regularly scheduled program, already in progress.
Okay, so our first news story tonight, and I apologize to Anthony if you do go to my news copy, the link is there for you. Deputies, women on drugs, ate and drank while riding cart in a Florida Walmart.
How'd I miss this one?
I don't know, but a Florida woman has been accused of taking methamphetamine and driving a motorized shopping cart through a Walmart while drinking wine and eating sushi and cinnamon rolls.
Okay, so she was on... Okay, so disabled cart.
Yes.
And she was drinking wine, eating sushi and cinnamon rolls while cruising to the Walmart.
Yes.
At 3 miles an hour.
Basically.
Wow. Okay, go on.
So, according to a Citrus County Sheriff's Office arrest report, Security Officer Robert Gross observed 25-year-old Jocelyne E. Lopez consuming $32.36 worth of food and wine inside the Lecanto store.
She's got cheap taste.
Well, Gross said he watched Lopez open some sushi, eat a piece, and then put it back on the shelf.
Nice.
He says Lopez did the same thing with a package of mini muffins and cinnamon rolls. Sweet. Why haven't I ever thought about this at Jewel? Just like, you know, sneakily take a package of cookies.
Because they'll arrest you.
Eat a row.
That's why you haven't done
it
before.
Go get some milk and drink one of those little quick little milk jugs.
No, I agree. In theory, it sounds wonderful. But anyway, as you will continue through the rest of the story, you'll find out why. So anyway.
So, he says Lopez almost also ate most of a rotisserie chicken.
She's also eating a rotisserie chicken while riding through the store on her cart. Wow.
So Lopez told authorities she was homeless and hungry and had just injected herself with methamphetamine.
Nice.
Well, she was arrested on charges of retail petite theft and possession of drug paraphernalia.
I think that's actually supposed to be petty theft. What news source did you get this from? Was it the AP? No, but
this came to us from the Associated Press.
I've noticed
the NBC News.
I've noticed in some news stories it's meant to spell petty theft, but it spell checks as petty.
Folks, but that's okay.
We have an error. What happened?
Our music track became discombobulated, but you know what? We're going to go ahead and put that track back on. Yes. We now have resumed our systems. Okay, so this next story is pretty cute. California nuns seek protection for their cannabis business.
All right.
This is a Reuters story by Steve Diapola. Two Northern California habit-wearing nuns, the self-proclaimed Sisters of the Valley, say their cannabis business is under threat now that the Merced City Council is considering a full ban on all marijuana cultivation in the city. Should the measure pass next week, Sister Kate and Sister Darcy may need to eliminate the small crop of pot plants they have been growing in their garage. The pair produce salves, tonics, and tinctures from the plants they sell on Etsy for pain management. The oil is derived from a certain strain of cannabis said to have a medicinal and nutraceutical benefits. It's high in cannabidiol, CBD, and has only traces of tetrahydrocannabidiol, THC, the psychoactive component that causes the marijuana high. We make CBD oil, which takes away seizures and a million other things, Sister Kate told ABC. It's very high in demand from cancer patients right now, and we make a salve that's a multi-purpose salve, but we found out it cures migraines, hangovers, earaches, toothaches, and diaper rash.
Sweet.
Who knew? The sisters told ABC
that baby's high if they got
really
diaper rash.
Much time praying. The process of making cannabis-based medicine is a spiritual experience. The women keep an active YouTube channel to which they post detailed videos of their cultivation and production process.
Huh.
According to the San Francisco Chronicle, the sisters plan to make an appearance next week at a city council hearing of the potential ban. Merced is one of several cities and counties in California that are attempting to place bans on dispensaries and other commercial cannabis enterprises before March 1st. That date turned out to be a typo. Assemblyman Jim Wood, a Democrat who authorized the bill, told the Los Angeles Times that the draft of the new statewide Medical Marijuana Regulation Safety Act shouldn't have included that stipulation or any deadline at all. The bill was signed into law in October by California Governor Jerry Brown. Wood told the paper he hopes to pass emergency legislation this month to supersede efforts from lawmakers in cities such as Merced. So there you have it, folks. You know, everybody wants in on the business, including women of the cloth.
That's very true.
And for some reason, Anthony, I can't hear you.
Can you not hear me? Can you hear me now?
I can. That's wonderful. So,
we're at a precipice here.
Yes. We're at a precipice. We could save my hour.
Your hour? No, I thought it was only 10 minutes.
Well, it is, but it's called the Joe Wisdom Hour, and it's beta, so it's only 10 minutes, though.
Oh, okay.
So. But we could save it for the next segment.
We can do that, or we can go into the, break 5 minutes late. That's fine, too. It's up to you.
Okay. Let's do it 5 minutes late. Here we go.
All right, there you go.
Whipping out a booby. Whipping out a booby, a booby, a booby. Access your database.
What do we got up next?
What's this? Something crazy? Always something crazy here at the Joe Wisdom Hour. Today we got a little bit of, what is this here? Rock and roll, wait for the record to stop spinning. Oh, it's Weird Al Yankovic. Vic Yankovic. He's cool, we like him. But, you know, here I'm just going to kind of read through to you some of the things that are in my Chip Skipper news feed. Let's see what we got here. We got Mexico de Miss Recuerderos. They shared a photo. It looks like an old 1970s Pinto. All right. Another one from the same source. It's got a guy looking inside of a camera in black and white. And it has a white guy-ish looking guy and a field looking south. Then the next story. This is something that a friend of mine replied to a comment of. It's from NBC News. The former Taco Bell executive was arrested and fired after a viral dash cam showed him attacking an Uber driver. Wonderful. It's just the picture looks funny. It's a laughing my ass off. It's an LMAO moment.
Yeah.
Ooh, excuse me. The burger that I had is starting to say something to me. Okay, now next is something from Upworthy that a few of my friends liked. And so it's a picture of a computer, like, just drawing itself. And, oh, look, there's the world. She came up with a transformative idea. And it's shedding new light on childbirth in developing countries. An Upworthy original in collaboration with our friends at the CW. Click for more. But moving right along, we've discovered that Dan Haggerty, the burly bearded actor who became a 1970s icon playing a mountain lion, a mountain man in The Life and Times of Grizzly Adams, died early Friday after a long battle with spinal cancer. I remember watching that show from time to time. It was an interesting show. Communing with a bear. And let's see, my friend posted a memory that he shared about his very big accomplishment and that he posted something about Kickstarter a year ago. That's pretty cool. Yay you. Let's see, there's a meme. Taco fact number 18. Tacos are healthier than crystal meth.
Well, no doubt.
All right, let's see here. What else do we got here? Anything interesting? Yeah, let's see. Ah, there we go. I found my sound effects. Yes, I found my sounding effects. All right. A nice restaurant I like to go to shows where chef is marinating some free-range, grass-fed Wisconsin veal for Saturday night's dinner special. Oh, boy, let me tell you, folks, it looks delicious. All right, let's just check to make sure it's still recording. It's still recording! Now, you know, you got to tell me, is this too much? Do you want to hear an hour of me just talking with some crazy music in the background? Oh, look, I just scrolled to another photo. This is from my friend Clint. The picture says, we are currently out of boy toys. Sorry for the inconvenience.
I'm loving it.
McDonald's. So scrolling right along, one of my other friends posted a postcard of a police officer, a woman police officer. And the headline reads, police officer saves abandoned baby's life by whipping out a boob. Now, my friends are all very diversified. They like to post artworks. Oh, look, this guy named Joseph, he posted a picture called The Analog Digital Divide. He's got an analog record player on one side and a cable modem on the other. That's very interesting. Now, here's another photo. This is of a cat with its paws in the toaster. That could be dangerous. I don't think I would let my cat sit on a toaster like that. Because you never know, the lever might get pushed. I mean, the cat might actually push it. It's possible. And then the kitty gets zapped. That would not be good. Ah, Bernie Sanders, I love you, and I will vote for you. It's true. If Teddy Roosevelt were alive today, do you know what he would say? He would say, break him up, and he'd be right. And then he says, add your name if you agree. Every once in a while, I see stuff about Hillary. Hillary, she's the other person that's running for president on the Democratic thingy. I don't see too much of her stuff. I have one or two friends that like Hillary. But I, you know, they're just weird. No, they're not weird, but they're people. They're not people. I'm weird, too. Anyways, moving along. Transgendered student who fought District 211 will get locker room access on Friday. That is good news. And let's see. This guy, Joseph, again, he's congratulating some Instagram fans for winning a free entree over at Orange Chicago. That's cool. Let's see. One of my other friends, he loved the video. The Late Late Show with James Corden video, Adele Carpool Karaoke. Okay. Let's see. Another friend liked something about that. Somebody was without a phone and the Apple people couldn't fix it. And yeah, okay. Hot Diggity. The Tonight Show starring Jimmy Fallon. Somebody named Brandy. I don't know who that is. Let's see. The Molten. Oh, this is from Historical Picks. And this is a very interesting photo. This is the molten radioactive core after the Chernobyl accident, known as the elephant's foot. Ooh, that looks nasty. Okay, moving along, a friend posted something from the Goodman Theater. That's cool. And moving along, there is a prayer. It says, Dear Lord, please take Donald Trump and Kim Davis and give us back David Bowie and Alan Rickman. I think that is a very fair trade. Let's see. My friend posted something about Walmart. Apparently, they're closing 269 stores. That's very interesting. Let's see. Bernie Sanders. He's talking about, it seems to me that it's building more jails. Maybe, just maybe, we should be putting money into education and jobs for our kids. Well, you can't disagree with that. I mean, if you could... I mean, what would you do? Let's see. Okay. Somebody's looking for copy designers. That's great. Let's see. City official has man dress up as old woman for photo op. Okay. That's weird. But we'll go with that. Wow, here in the studio, somebody above me is pounding heavily. I don't know why. Okay, Judge Greg Mathis. If you don't know who Judge Greg Mathis is, shame on you. Because he's really cool. I do like him. Okay. Let's see. What else do we got in here? Funny picture. David Bowie. Sherlock. Ooh, fun picture of a toaster see-through. Map. Marijuana bud. Osage County. Kid that looks like Red Rum, but it actually comes upon these two crazy weird women. Something about what makes a photographer. Oh, there's a lot of cool things out here on Facebook. You know, Chip Skipper's feed is full of interesting things. And, well, folks, there you have it. This has been a 10-minute Chip Skipper dialogue. We may have more of these coming soon, and we'll have some different and exotic records playing in the background, I'm sure. We would love you to tune in to listen.shyampa.info. And every Monday night, you can hear Joe and Anthony live, 6:30 Central Time, 7:30 Eastern Standard Time. And, and make sure you listen to the weekday rush hour. That starts every evening at 5:30 Central Time, 6:30 Eastern Time. Lots of fun programs. We've got stuff like music and Upfront Soul and a little bit of talk. Okay, folks, bye. I always forget to, like, turn off the loop function. Silly me. And you know what, folks? That's going to be it for your Chip Skipper headlines tonight. Back to you, Anthony.
Thanks, Joe.
You're welcome.
Do you want to be part... Excuse me, I have a little cough going on here. No, look at you, you too.
It over here.
Do you want to be part of our unique on-air experience? Give us a call, 813-327-8566, or skypuss@shyampa.radio. Be sure to visit us on Facebook at facebook.shyampa.info, or check out our blog at shyampa.info. Ooh, that's a lot. Our blog will have the latest in all of our scheduled programming. If you are listening to a recast, feel free to leave a voicemail and we'll play your message on a future cast. What is going on?
Phones are ringing. Wow.
You know, I keep forgetting to update the script with this little piece here because I keep leaving the little rush hour thingies in there. Anywho, if you're listening to a recast, feel free to leave us a voicemail and we'll play your message on a future cast. And we got some shit coming up. We'll be back in about five and a half minutes. How does that sound?
Sounds good to me.
All right.
You're listening to Shyampa Weed Radio, Chicago, Tampa, Shyampa Radio.
You're listening to Shoutcast Radio.
Hello, everybody. This is Joe, your host on WEED Shyampa Radio. Do you miss those commercials that we used to broadcast? You know, some of those retro commercials for Alka-Seltzer, and Kent Cigarettes, and Philip Morris? Well, tonight, in Joe's retro commercials, we bring them to you here on WEED Shyampa Radio. Flashback.
Honey, when you say bud, you've said a lot of things that nobody else can say. You know that's right. When you say bud, you've gone as far as you can go to get the very best. Mm-hmm. When you say bud, you say a word that means you likes to do it all. Honey, when you says bud, it means you want the beer that's got a taste that's number one. When you say bud, honey, you tell the whole world you know what takes it all the way. When you say bud, you say you care enough to only want the king of beers. There is no other one. There's only something less, because the king of beers is leading. when you say Budweiser.
What? Good Lord, you have said it all.
No, that's right, honey.
How you doing? This is Shirley Q. Liquor with the United States Pro-Smoking Committee. We formed this last night at my house. Winston's tastes good like a cigarette should. Winston's just tastes good like a cigarette should. And Winston give you real flavor, full rich tobacco flavor. Winston easy drawing too. The filters put the flavor through. Winston's tastes good like a cigarette should. I'm need me a smoke break now.
Now, back to some ass-kicking shiznit from Null Soft Shoutcast.
Hey. Welcome back, everybody.
Yeah, we are back. We are back.
We hope you're enjoying the Joe and Anthony show so far, because after our ad-lib segment B, Anthony has some wild and wacky news for you.
Oh, yeah, I always do. I got my Florida news coming up in a little bit here.
You watching anything on Netflix?
I watched that F is for Family. Interesting. Kind of funny. What else have I been watching? Well, to go to sleep, it's either been Star Trek, or I've also now been kind of watching...
Put you to sleep.
Yeah, Star Trek Next Generation. That or Bob's Burgers.
How about when you see Q? Does Q put you to sleep?
Sometimes. I mean, I enjoyed the shows. I watched them many times. I've watched the series several times in the past, but...
If you had Industrial Light and Magic, we can make Q pop up above your head.
Something like that, right? So, but yeah, I've kind of gotten to that point where I just rewatch it. And I've seen them so much that it's just kind of, it really doesn't matter. It's kind of in the background, and I can kind of sleep to it. And, you know, it's like when you fall asleep on the sofa watching television type of thing.
Yeah, true. See, I've been addicted to watching stuff off of my phone. And I'll put it on, which I don't have with me apparently here, my rocking chair device that allows the phone to be amplified in sound. You know, it's weird. I've really stopped watching a lot of television on the bigger screen.
Well, I kind of need the bigger screen.
Yeah. So, Anthony, I don't know, where are we at? Oh, we're actually pretty good on time, aren't we?
Yeah, I go to news in 4 minutes and 45 seconds.
So,
so you can talk for a few moments and tell us what's going on.
I've been watching Little House on the Prairie.
Have you been watching Little House? I didn't know Little House on the Prairie was on Netflix.
It's not. It's on Amazon Prime.
Okay, I get Amazon Prime, too.
For some reason, I just decided I wanted to watch it. I think, you know, say what you will of the way they portrayed race or the times or the history. The one thing that you can't say about the show is that they tried to show how a decent and honest day's life could get you very far in life. And not only in terms of your stature and your wealth and your land, but your personal growth and the way you felt and how you treated other people. And I think that today is something extremely lacking in our culture. Today it's all about sagging and hip-hopping and being the best YouTuber or the best cultural force you think you can be, and that sucks.
Or making big giant clouds of vapor.
Or making big giant clouds of vapor like they are probably doing right now downstairs.
I don't understand that. I really don't understand.
You know,
because
didn't you and I once go into the John Hancock Building smoke room? Didn't we try it once? Did we?
I don't think I have with you. I didn't know they had a smoke room.
Yes, they did.
Hancock.
Or was it the Sears Tower?
I don't remember
you.
It was
the Sears Tower.
Room.
It was next to the post office. they had a huge smoke room. You can go in there and smoke. And it was just the strangest thing.
I'm sure what it was on the basement or something.
Yeah,
or, okay. Yeah, I don't know if I've ever gone before. No, I'm sure it's gone by now.
And when I took that photo of this vape place, now there were these like women and men, all young, millennial.
Yeah.
Sitting at the bar stools.
Yeah.
You know, it looked like they were drinking water, and I think they retained the soda gun facilities of the previous bar.
Ooh.
So they were probably drinking sodas off the fountain. And it was just like, wow, really? And you're all like blowing little rings, and it's just, it looks like London. It's like a misty night in London.
A misty night in London.
It just looked ridiculous. I just wanted to laugh so hard. I just wanted to laugh in front of the window and point at everybody and just laugh like, but I didn't.
Is this the smokers or vapors that you were?
It's vapors.
Vapors you're talking.
It's all vapors. It's, you cannot smoke in there.
Well, okay. I didn't think so. I didn't think so.
Only vape.
Yeah, I've kind of noticed that. That's a disturbing trend I've kind of noticed of the whole. People.
There's only one thing I smoke if I smoke it, and that is the wonderful green plant that nature provided.
Yes, the nature's wonderful, wonderful green plant provided by nature.
Now, Little House on the Prairie does tend to be a little bit God-centric.
Well, of course it does.
But you can extrapolate all of that out, and because the rest of the message is still about decency and kindness.
Decency and kindness and not shitting on your neighbor's lawn or robbing their house, as we'll find out in about a minute here when I go to Florida News.
Yes.
Excuse me, but I'm getting over
folks,
a cold.
If you're listening, give us a call. We want to hear from you at 813-327-8566. If you're on Skype, why don't you Skype us? It's shyampa.radio. Shout out to RadioForAll.net for giving us some wonderful coverage. And you got to listen to our Morning Rush Hour show because we're fine tuning the way the programming rotates in and out, but we'll get there. Because today I heard the same episode from Nerd Monster that I hear all the time. So I'm like, okay.
Oh, really? It came back around?
I'm just going to delete it.
How are the rest of the things?
It's a hit or miss. It seems. Okay. It seems weird. I don't know.
But is it at least more random than it's been?
A little bit, yes. A little bit, no.
Okay.
So, yeah. Right. But, you know, Anthony, you got some wacky news for us.
I sure do, because this broadcast server software is just hateful beyond all belief. I don't know what to tell you about it, so...
Well, maybe we'll put a savings account fund for that.
Something. All right, I gotta scratch my head first.
Scratching the head is a wonderful activity, folks. If you haven't done it, do it now.
All right. Okay.
I've loaded the news copy track.
All right, so this one comes from the Sun Sentinel, our favorite Florida newspaper. Florida Sun Sentinel, who also is a good purveyor of many of the Florida. They have a section called Florida.
Really?
Yeah, that they have a whole section just called Florida with a D-U-H. It's fantastic. It's so fitting. So anyway, there are many celebrities out there who think that the worst kind of press coverage you can get is no press coverage at all. Well, we have another one to add to the list. Vulva Q, Louis Jean Jr. I can tell by your facial reactions you are trying to pronounce the name in your head. Yes, I have come to the conclusion that it is Vulva Q.
Vulva Q,
exactly. So, Vulva Q. I can't get through this. Okay, Vulva Q.
Louis Jean Jr.,
who is 18, was arrested on Wednesday by the Palm Beach County School District Police. must be sucked to, like,
could you
be
imagine
arrested by the school district.
Out that name over the PA system at the school of a big school like that. Wouldn't it? Yeah.
Volvacue. Paging Volvacue Lewis Jean Jr. All right. Enough of that. All right. So, Jean Jr. pulled up. Volvacue pulled up to the Atlantic Community High School in Delray Beach just before 3 p.m. on October 28th, along with two other cars. They sped into the school's bus loop, narrowing missing students being dismissed from school, police had said. Officers in a golf cart followed the cars. We got to pause and reflect. Exactly. All right. Pulled into the center of the road and forced the three cars to stop. When they walked up to Gene Jr.'s car, they asked him for his driver's license. Instead, he pulled out his new CD.
Okay.
Yeah. That's the tipping point. That's what makes it Florida. One of the other people in another car yelled out to the officer that they were just at the school to pick up a friend. According to the arrest report, the officer said they recognized some of the people in the cars, including Gene Jr., or Volvacue, as former students. The cars peeled out of the road and fled the scene, almost hitting more students as they left, according to the arrest report. Volvacue is charged with fleeing and eluding, reckless driving, driving with a suspended license, and trespassing on school grounds. He was released from the Palm Beach County Jail on Wednesday. Did not specify the bond. So, we shall bid adieu to Volvacue. Are you done, Volv? What was that?
That was Roger trying to say it.
And Volvi. How did Roger pronounce it?
Hold on, let's see. What is he trying to say?
Volvique.
Okay. It could be Volvique, but I like Volvacue better. All right. Volvique, Volvacue, it doesn't matter. All right, so.
Let's see. How would Betty say it? Betty, do you want to try this? She's like, she's studying the word. Hold on, let's see.
Is she studying the Volvique word? Huh? Everyone says Volvique. All right. All right, so sorry, Volvacue is Volvique. All right. So this one comes.
Oh, there we go. See?
What was that?
Volvique.
See, yeah. It's Volvique. I told you it's Volvique. Kid was named after a barbecue and aftershave. Yeah. All right, if you get involved in a police chase, it's generally recommended that you don't go out of your way to add more charges to an already growing list. At speeds of up to 100 miles an hour, with Highway Florida Patrol trooper on his tail and terrified girlfriend by his side, 28-year-old man lit up a marijuana cigarette for an extended chase, according to an arrest affidavit. Exactly. Andrew Ralston, who had the joint dangling from his lips when the trooper finally caught up to him, was charged with driving while intoxicated, fleeing and eluding, and possessing marijuana. Yep. The trooper said he was conducting a traffic stop on U.S. Highway 27 near the entrance to the Florida Turnpike when he spotted a Ford pickup truck with a headlamp out at about 1:39 in the morning on Friday. Prime drunk time. The trooper caught up to the northbound pickup.
Oh.
Exactly. Near Monarch Boulevard and activated his lights and siren, but Ralston sped up to 86 miles an hour, according to the affidavit. Near the intersection of Bridges Road, the pickup was clocked at 95 miles an hour before Ralston made a U-turn, headed back south on US 27, and got onto the turnpike.
Do not lose your trajectory.
Exactly, especially when driving around in a pickup at fucking 95 miles an hour. The trooper said he raced. That's some impressive driving, I must say, yes. Though. In a pickup, that's some impressive driving.
While smoking a marijuana cigarette.
Well, while smoking a marijuana cigarette and having a terrified girlfriend, because, you know, she's screaming bloody murder the entire time.
Right.
The trooper said he had radioed the Lake and Spunter County Sheriff's Department for assistance and the chase neared the county road 470 exit. Smutner County deputy responded by placing stop sticks on the highway. Stop sticks. And that just always just cracked me up. Stop sticks. Stop sticks.
Stop sticks.
Exactly. A Smutner County deputy responded. We already died. And they flattened the tires. I observed the driver with a roll joint in his mouth still lit, the trooper said. All right. So next, Ralston was his girlfriend, who was scared and shaking. According to the affidavit, she said she'd asked him to stop several times, but he said, "I got this." The girlfriend added that he had lit up the joint after the trooper began chasing him, and the trooper said Ralston didn't seem to grasp the seriousness of the situation and actually thought it was funny.
You know what? So did I. I thought it was...
Did you?
He spent a lot of money on the chase and all that, but hey,
something,
yeah.
You know.
Wow.
There's something going on. All right. So,
yeah, it's like people are bold, but in the stupid and wrong ways. That's crazy.
That's true. That's true.
But this next one.
She's pretty bold. All right. This comes from News Radio 970 WFLA.
It's Chip Skipperland.
That is Chip Skipperland. I'm glad Chip Skipper recognizes that. All right. So it's snowbird season. So the roads are already difficult to navigate as it is. But you can always count on a steady flow of Florida drivers going wrong. Pasco deputies say 56-year-old Lisa Myers was driving north on US 19 at Marine Parkway when they noticed that she was falling asleep at the wheel. Exactly. When the deputy and Newport Richie officer tried to pull her over, the sheriff's office said Myers tried to run the cop over and almost hit a patrol car during the low-speed chase that followed.
Wait, a low-speed chase?
I wish, and I looked, but they didn't publish the speed. I really wish I knew what a low-speed chase was, because I have a feeling it was like 20 miles an hour. Because this lady looks pretty haggard in the mugshot. So I'm thinking it was probably like 20 miles an hour. So Myers ended up in a police parking lot, drove over the curb and into the lawn. Then she backed up and hit a cruiser. She's facing several charges, including aggravated assault of a law enforcement officer, fleeing to elude, and investigation is ongoing to determine if she was under the influence of drugs or alcohol. Investigators say they found a gun inside her car.
You know what I'm under the influence of?
Super Big Gulp? What is in that Super Big Gulp?
Water.
I'm running low. I'm glad we're hitting a break soon, because this is all I have left. I just have a little bit of water left, and I've got a big story coming up.
Uh-oh. But that's funny, because this next story is really interesting.
Yeah, it sure is. All right, this one comes from, again, the Sun Sentinel. It's your source for Florida news. All right, so social contracts are important in modern society. They keep everyone polite, deem acceptable behavior, and make us human. Not only is it in poor social grace to rob your neighbor, it's also pretty damn stupid. Deputies were called to a home on Rubber Tree Drive in unincorporated Palm Beach near Lake Worth about a residential burglary. The caller said he came home to find his back door had been smashed. The man said liquor, jewelry, and unused needles had been taken from the home, but the items didn't go far.
Unused needles?
Unused needles. He was probably diabetic. Deputies discovered the empty liquor bottles in the backyard, along with a pouch full of jewelry and needles. The suspect's blood was left behind on the sliding glass door, according to the arrest report, and deputies took samples for testing. During the investigation, the mother of Donald Roland Jr., 34, told investigators that her son had climbed over the fence earlier that day. She said he was drunk, sweating profusely, and acting strangely. Rowan was passed out in a chair, covered in blood, and had a fresh cut on one of his wrists, deputies had said. He said he didn't know how he got the cut and gave deputies a DNA sample. When the deputies were at the home, one investigator said Roland tried to hide a bottle of tequila. The neighbor lady identified that bottle as one of his own. In September, investigators were able to match the DNA sample Roland gave them and the blood found in the sliding glass door, according to the arrest report. He's charged with grand theft and burglary and is being held at Palm Beach County Jail on $13,000 bail.
So is he trying to say he was sleepwalking and doesn't remember the thing that he did?
Something, like one of those Ambien things.
Do you know, that'd be scary. I've heard of people doing that.
I have a friend that she used to do it when she was on Ambien. That's why she doesn't take it anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got a few minutes left, though.
Well, that's okay. We can talk about it.
Yeah, we can talk about that. So what do you want to talk about? Would you want to talk about... Here, let's go back through here. We have the CD for ID, the man thinking the car chase was funny.
Evolve-EQ.
Yeah, Evolve-EQ. The old lady at the 20-mile-an-hour chase, and then the guy breaking into the neighbor's house.
Well, I wanted to make a point about how people are brave, but in just the stupidest of ways. It's like, can you please channel it to something that actually is worth it?
Oh, God, I know, right?
Instead of just, you know, running afoul of rules, regulations, causing damage, causing human life potential disasters.
I mean, if they put as much effort into doing something other than being ridiculous, we'd actually have somewhere to go.
Exactly. So I wanted to talk a little bit about politics, if we've got the moment.
You've got about a minute.
You know, I just wanted to say, I haven't watched anything lately. I watched the State of the Union. It was a wonderful speech. It was very West Wing. And if you've ever watched the show with the West Wing, you'll know what I'm talking about. It was very polished. It's very intellectual. And maybe that's why people don't tune in. Maybe people are just... I don't know. I find entertainment in that. I know it sounds crazy, but I can see what's happening. There's optimism, but people don't get it. They're pushed by a message of despise and conspire, and it sucks. Bernie, on the other hand, does not. He wants to fix things. Let's fix things. Mm-hmm. We've got a Chip Skipper coming up that's going to talk about that a little bit, I think. And mm-hmm. then we've also got a new... Joe Wisdom too. So,
all right. Well, thank you. Does Betty and that's it for this evening's crazy yes. Florida news.
Oh shit!
Thank cannabis. You are tuned into Shyampa Radio. Do you want to be a part of our unique on-air experience? Give us a call at 813-327-8566 or Skype us at shyampa.radio or visit us at facebook.shyampa.info. If you are listening to us on a recast, feel free to leave us a voicemail and we will play your message in a future cast. And now, back to you, Anthony.
Thanks, Betty. Well, stay tuned and watch out for those crazy snowbirds leading police on that 20-mile-an-hour chase. We've got to take care of some business, and we'll be back in about 5.5 minutes.
Woo-hoo!
Hello there. This is Joe Wisdom. Just reminding you, tune in every Monday night, 7:30 Eastern, 6:30 Central. Listen.shyampa.info.
You're listening to radio news about radio waves. Headlines from the ether. Headlines.
This is Tomer with the radio news about radio waves. Susan Ashworth reports in Radio World that broadcasters are turning to national security to get cell phones to play AM and FM radio signals. The National Association of Broadcasters and National Public Radio are now crowing about how they can help free up bandwidth in a national emergency. Usually when lobbyists cry national security, they are just trying to pile on extra funding. But the NPR and the NAB may have something of a point this time. Putting aside whether consumers want to receive AM and FM radio signals on their phones, Their argument before a congressional hearing on improving wireless emergency alerts was that if the plan to send important public safety alerts to cell phones included a link to an internet site, the flood of immediate traffic to that site would probably cause problems. Remember on September 11, 2001, how difficult it was to make a phone call? Imagine now if every cell phone got an alert telling the user to go to a certain website for more information. Quote, adding a URL that simply drives users to the internet will only exacerbate the congestion of wireless networks that already plagues mobile communications and impedes public safety during times of crisis, unquote, NPR and the NAB argued in the comments on a new emergency alert policy in front of the Federal Communications Commission. Instead, broadcasters argue, why not send citizens to their local AM and FM radio stations for more information? That way, no additional bandwidth is being used, as terrestrial radio stations do not crash from too many listeners. NPR and the NAB may be correct, but they just want cell phone users to be able to tune in local frequencies from their cell phones, so adding an emergency component makes a good political argument. Quote, several phone manufacturers already support the activation of FM chips in mobile devices, including T-Mobile, AT&T, and Sprint. However, even though a majority of smartphones sold in the U.S. during the second quarter of 2015 were equipped with an FM tuner, the NAB said, FM reception was disabled by phone manufacturers and wireless carriers in 63% of those devices, unquote, Radio World reports. The FCC is accepting reply comments on the issue through February 12th for proceeding number 1591. I'm Tom Rowe reporting for Wave Farm Radio and WGXC.
Now, back to some ass-kicking shiznit from Null Soft Shoutcast.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
Sometimes you forget to hit the little button that says track repeat.
Yes. I've done the same thing. I totally understand. So what do we want to hear first, Joe Wisdom?
Sure, we can do that.
Let's hear Joe Wisdom. Joe Wisdom here. It's cold out in Chicago. This morning I woke up, it was -1 with a wind chill of -20. And what that means is that it's cold. And when it's cold, what do? You bundle up. You put on layers. You might be one of those people that wears no-show socks. I wouldn't do that today. Or tomorrow. Wear some long socks. In fact, wear some long johns. Those will even be better because they'll keep you thermally warm. Yes. In addition to that, the air outside can make your skin freeze and cause it to turn all kinds of funny colors and then fall off. You don't want that happening, do you?
No.
We don't. We want all parts of you tuned in to listen.shyampa.info. Any time of the day, but especially Monday nights at 6:30 Central and 7:30 Eastern, you can hear Joe and Anthony live on their radio show.
Yep.
So, yeah, and, you know, if you got a wisdom for us, give us a call at the studios. What's the number? 813-327-8566. Wow.
That was awesome.
That was a great Joe Wisdom, because today it was cold.
Was it? Yeah, it's been
cold. Let's listen to Chip.
Okay.
Evening, and it's Chip Skipper. It's too fucking cold outside. I haven't had any good news reports lately, but apparently there's been what you call it a State of the Union. And then there's the Republican debates. They can debate themselves all they want, think, and win. Then there was the Democratic debates last night. Well, Chip Skipper fell asleep before he had a chance to watch those. And when he tuned into the news reports today, everything was Clinton did this, and Hillary did that, and Bernie did this, and Bernie did that, and I really don't care. I know who my candidate is, and that's Bernie Sanders. He's the only one that speaks the truth, and he's honest. He may be a buffoon at times, but he's honest. And what would you rather have? Someone who's got the NASCAR-looking thingies all over her dress and skirts and all that? And plus to her briefing papers and all that stuff. Or would you rather have somebody that's actually gonna get shit done? And ain't gonna stand up for shit. And he ain't a one-man army. He's got plenty of people that will be activated when he comes to president. Now, let me tell you, whether I have to write him in, or he gets in via the nomination process for Democratic ticket, Bernie Sanders, that's it. You cannot make any other choice. Well, I suppose you could, but then you're one of those people. And please don't tell me you're one of those Trump people. God. I better stop this rant before I just blow a gasket. Anyways, if you got something to say or you've got a rant of your own, why don't you give us a call at the studios? You can reach us at 813-327-8566. Or, yeah. Okay, bye.
Alrighty then.
Yeah, Chip Skipper, he's trying to do his shtick.
Well, hey, it's all good. It's all good.
You know. But, yeah, we've got 15 minutes to ad lib about our existence on this planet. Listen, I got another fucking electric bill. Can you believe this?
Did you get another electric bill? How much was this electric bill?
I'll tell you.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh. This sounds like a bit of a rant coming up.
Yeah. Well, I have to say, I mean, the date on this one now, I'm going to bring out the other one in just a minute. But this usage is 12/7 through 1/6. That's 30 days. And so I used, which is hard to understand because that's like, okay, that's a month. Last month I used 8.2 kilowatt hours. This time I used 4.4 kilowatt hours per day. That's low.
Yeah.
But it added to the whole bill because the miscellaneous was the previous bill, which had all the previous months. So my now total is $224.74.
Well, it's still not bad for not getting an electric bill for how long?
Well, prior to June when they installed, I hadn't received a bill in a year and a half.
Yeah, so that's not bad. I think that's pretty good. That's still pretty good, so...
But yeah, 133 kilowatt hours. Now that is just going to LEDs and being very disciplined and conscientious about using the remote controls, which I wanted to talk about. All of my lights, except for the overhead, are used with a remote control.
Uh-huh.
And I will carry the remote and I will turn on lights as I go through room to room.
I'm surprised you just didn't use proximity sensors.
I wish I could.
Okay.
That was too expensive.
No, that's understandable.
That kind of money. Now, see, I'm saving money by doing this, I feel. And it seems to hold true. Now, the key is the computer, because that's a 300-watt power supply.
That's very true, yes.
And, you know, I'm stressing it a little bit, because the wattage of the video card is like 330 watts.
Mm.
So I'm kind of pushing it just a little bit.
Maybe a tad.
Just a tad. So, you know, I haven't been using the computer as much. And I think that'll truly be a big savings. But the LED bulbs, I'll tell you, those make a huge difference, folks. A huge difference. And I reduce all trickling charges. Anything that's trickling. The only thing that trickles is the cat's water fountain and the microwave, because I keep that clock on.
All right. Fair enough.
Mm-hmm. Now, didn't you get a new roof in the studios over there?
Yes, we did. That went pretty well.
And you had a nasty storm afterwards, didn't you?
Yes, we did. We sure did. And things held up nice, so that's always a good thing. Exactly. But, so yeah, no, and we did have some strange storms move through here. Do you know we are getting a Portillo's down here?
Are you serious?
Yep, we were getting a Portillo's and Brandon down here.
Well, at least you're getting civilized to a certain degree.
Well, it's going to depend because, you know, we've had pizza places down here. We had Giordano's come down here and they went belly up. And then I think we had somebody else. We had Buca come down here and they went belly up. So it's kind of like, eh. We'll see what happens with this whole Portillo's.
Didn't you say,
thing.
Too, one time a pizza place came down and the flavors were just way off?
Yeah, that was Giordano's.
Hmm.
So, I mean, I'm not a fan of Giordano's is not my most favorite pizza, but either which way, it's still more enjoyable than anything else so far that I found around here.
Mm. But, unless you make your own.
It's such a hassle. That's the hard part about it. It's just such a hassle.
They need to devise Star Trek had those food dispensers. What were they called?
The food replicators?
Yes.
I'm holding out for those. You know, they recycle poop.
Right. Recycle proteins. They broke down complex carbohydrates and stored them in some sort of recycling energy matrix.
Poop bottle.
Poop bottle?
Poop bottle. It was all stored in a big poop tank. Exactly. So, but no, they used it, and that was what the food replicator came down with. Exactly. That's what it sounded like. That's what it sounded like when it was making your replicated food. Exactly. Appetizing, isn't it? Yeah.
It's like, change those nozzles, please.
Yeah, right.
Folks, it's been a wonderful show. We still got like 9 minutes or so, or maybe seven.
Yeah.
Maybe five. I don't know.
We got about 6 minutes until we go to the national anthem.
My time zone indicator is all whacked out of shape today.
Is your time zone indicator dysfunctional?
Once we finalize all of our details, I'm going to be watching a movie called Greek Pete.
Sounds like a porno.
Should we do a Google search so we can look it up, what this movie is about?
And do you want to do a Google search? Hold on, let me find my Google search here. There you go.
There we go. Let's type in Greek Pete. Yeah, because I've never... Oh! Well, it's A Year in the Life of a Rent Boy.
It's a porno.
A film in Andrew Hague. Oh, excuse me, ladies and gentlemen. Let's see.
So it's softcore porn.
Yeah, well, the life of a rent boy is often depicted as either sexy and glamorous or blighted with abuse and drugs. I have a friend that might appreciate this movie, actually.
Oh, is he a rent boy?
Former. And we know some people. I also decided early on that the project would be worthless unless I worked with people with knowledge of the sex industry. So it's more of a documentary. Maybe I'll have a report on the next broadcast.
That'd be interesting. That'd be interesting.
See, we'll have a tech segment. We'll have the electricity moment.
The electricity moment. It's the electricity moment.
And we'll have the movies. We'll have the movie reel.
The electricity moment with Joe. It's a moment of electricity.
Wow. So what's coming up for you this week?
I work. And more work.
Yeah.
And work. Nothing really too exciting planned, so... Probably be spending more time with family.
Oh, so get this.
Around the weekend.
It was so cold, all right?
How cold was it?
It was like... It was already negative 9 or so, according to the wind chill factor.
Mm-hmm.
But after work, I made my deposit, and unfortunately, my bank, for some reason, decided not to let people use the walk-up and, you know, slide your card, open the door, go inside the nice warm vestibule.
I see.
All because they're trying to save money.
And there were probably too many homeless people, because just about any magnetic card will do it.
Yeah.
So I'm standing out using the ATM at the drive-thru, and it takes cash. You know, you don't have to use an envelope or anything.
Yeah, yeah.
So,
but you're trying to put your cash in when it's really windy.
Right. Well, not only that, but my hand is shaking because it's so cold that I hit savings. And so I accidentally deposited a portion of my pay into savings, which is actually a good thing.
Oh, well, see, there you go. That helps.
Because I kind of made a pact with myself that I would not touch that account for at least 6 months or until I really, really, really needed it.
Okay, that sounds good. That sounds reasonable.
You know, luckily things will be covered, and there's also a payday coming this Friday.
Paydays are always nice. Paydays.
Plus, I work on two of the days, which will be a little bit warmer. So
that's true. Yeah, that's a good point. Very good point.
Yeah, it was crazy, folks. It was so cold that I just was like, whoa, whoa, whoa. And then, of course, once you get to that point, you can't cancel it. Once the money's in, it's in.
Once it's there, it's there.
Yeah.
I almost lost a bill because it spit it out of the machine.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was a $100 bill. It didn't like it, and it spit it out, but it was windy that day, so it, like, spit it out, and the thing was just, like, hanging by a corner, blowing, flapping in the wind. I'm like, you motherfucking machine better not let go of this $100 bill in this windstorm. I'll get out and kick the fuck out of you.
You know, one of these days, these robots, man, they're going to take over the world.
Yeah, well, you know, I think they're already doing it.
Huh.
It's quite frightening, but, yeah. But at least the fact of not having people to interact with physically in the physical realm, because my one bank that I go to, they have no tellers.
Really?
No. It's ATMs.
Huh.
It's sophisticated ATMs. They have spots for deposits. They do their regular ATMs also take cash and checks, but these also take cash and checks and coins and everything else.
Do they speak to you?
Yes, it's what happens is it's a video screen and you are on like a video chat with a banker at some undisclosed location.
And do they speak with an accent?
The one I had did not.
Is it for you?
No, the one I had did not. The one I had actually did have a Floridian accent. So either they're really well trained, which I don't think so, or it's just probably like they fired half their tellers and the other half they just kind of like said, you work in a central location in a cubicle now doing this.
That's like a drone operator.
Yeah, pretty much.
Pretty much. A remote teller. Yes. Now that, man, when I worked for banks in those days, because I was a floating banker, so I used to float between different locations.
I see. I had a floater this morning.
Imagine if I could just sit in an office with a video screen and just say, hi, how can I help you? Sure, press A to continue.
That's pretty much how it was.
Please, ma'am, enter your cash. I'm sorry, you're a sir.
Right?
Ba-whoop, ba-weep.
Right. And on that note, God bless America.
Did I kill it?
No, you were just fine. You were just fine. You were good.
It's been episode 31, folks. 31
next week. For a day. We got 31 coming up next week.
Yep.
What's going on? We got This Way Out coming up. And, you know, you should stay tuned for that. And you should remember that it's too fucking cold outside.
It's crappy, frigid cold.
Even for Florida.
Yeah.
I can't stop eating this trail mix.
I have nothing left to eat, and that's fine. There is nothing more I need to eat. I wonder if this ink tastes good.
All right, folks. Stay tuned for This Way Out. Remember, it's too fucking cold outside. Good night, everyone. And, oh, look, I still didn't update that from the script from last week either. Good night, and stay tuned for, yet again, This Way Out.
This station is being brought to you via Nullsoft Shoutcast streaming technology. For more information, visit shoutcast.com.
Sounds for promotional, background, and other tracks are from Incompetech by Kevin MacLeod.
Visit them at incompetech.com. Royalty-free music. You're listening to Chiampa Weed Radio. Chicago, Tampa, Chiampa Radio.